Just in case you don't recognize it, that's the theme from the hit HBO series, The Sopranos. Yesterday, we consider Tony Soprano and his extended dysfunctional family from the Jersey Burbs. Mob boss Tony is the program's central character, and one of the most talked about segments of this program is his psychotherapy with Dr. Jennifer Melfi.
This isn't going to work. I can't talk about my personal life.
Finish telling me about the day you collapsed.
There's been much online chatter among real-life psychotherapists about these sessions, emails back and forth discussing what Dr. Melfi is doing wrong and why she hasn't been able to cure Tony of his frequent panic attacks despite 4 years and more than 50 episodes of therapy. For a second opinion, we turn to Jeremiah Creedon, a senior editor at Utney Magazine. His article, The Greening of Tony Soprano, appears in the current issue of Utney, and in it he explores a theory that Tony may be suffering from what eco-shrinks call ecological alienation.
I went back to the very beginning and to the very first episode and the very first session between Dr. Melfi and Tony and tried to go from there and see what really might be bugging him.
Uh-huh. What did you see?
Well, as I watched the episode, Melfi asks Tony what's wrong, and he explains how happy he was when wild creatures came to his pool and had their babies.
A couple months before all this, these two wild ducks landed in my pool. It was amazing. They're from Canada or someplace, and it was mating season. They had some ducklings.
They then proceeded to fly away, at which point Tony has his first panic attack that drops him like a stone in his suburban backyard. He says that he was sad to see them go and then goes on to say, I was afraid I'm going to lose my family. And from that point on, Melfi begins exploring everything that those ducks could symbolize. But I began to see that she really never took the ducks for what they were, that maybe ducks are just ducks, and that Tony was really sad to see them go. And that made me think that Tony may be suffering from alienation and distress tied to the degraded state of the natural world in which he lives.
Now, I'm looking at this article that you wrote for Utney, and in it you quote psychologist Andy Fisher, a book that Fisher wrote entitled Radical Ecopsychology. Let me read to you the quote. I'm sure you'll remember it. Ecopsychology has emerged largely from a sense of loss, and one of its goals is simply to articulate such sorrow, which many people might feel today but have no way to express, a, quote, psychic numbing from the environmental damage of the world around us and from our disconnect with nature, close quote. How do you see this being played out in the show?
Well, I noticed watching through very closely that there's all sorts of very subtle and witty allusions to the fact that the world in which Tony and his family live is has been degraded. Everyone seems to be doing a drug or two or three, both legal and illegal, in a way to treat themselves for the psychological abrasiveness of modern life.
Well, what about the opening scene? I mean,
well, that's a good point. The opening credit sequence of Tony leaving New York City and driving across the meadowlands to his suburban home, that area he crosses, the meadowlands, has been for thousands of years a haven for migrating birds, and yet now it's become more or less a badly damaged environment.
A lot of smokestacks, pollution, and the bodies that Tony Soprano dumps there, too.
Well, yes, you do get the sense that this is a place where nature has become a place that's more or less a body dump for the gangsters, where they go to commit their misdeeds and to hide the remains.
Now, there's a point in the show, Jeremiah, where the daughter Meadow is screaming at her dad, I'm tired of telling people you work in environmental cleanup, as a cover for him being a mobster.
So, Meadow, what business is your father in?
Actually, he's in waste management.
Ah, toxic chemicals, medical waste, that sort of thing?
Yeah, sort of. Environmental cleanup?
So you think the writers are having some fun with this too, I guess, huh?
Yeah, they are. All through the series, they look at this issue in a real witty way. For instance, Meadow's roommate at college is from a small town in Oklahoma, and she immediately begins to wig out in living in Manhattan. And eventually, she ends up at the psych ward at the local hospital there, getting anti-anxiety medication. And yet, when she comes back and they ask her what's wrong, she puts it pretty bluntly.
I think I miss my ferrets.
You gotta snap out of this, Caitlin.
You say some pretty intriguing things about male psychology in your piece. For example, you quote a writer named Paul Shepard as saying that our disregard for the earth has made us estranged from our natural family, changing the way we raise and educate our children, especially boys. That this makes men who want to destroy other living things in response to their own insecurities. Is that what you think is really wrong with Tony?
Well, I think Tony certainly has a love-hate relationship with nature, and that also runs throughout the series, that he clearly loves animals. We see that from the very first episode. And yet he's also a creature who resorts to violence at almost every turn.
You got to help me with these cinch bugs. They're killing my sweet corn.
Well, this blue stuff works pretty well, and it's safe for the environment.
I tried that. You got any DDT back there?
Oh, that stuff's legal. It's been banned.
Yeah, but you got a little surplus in the back. You go, you look. How much you back there?
Look, Mr. Soprano, yo, if I could do something, I would.
You'd be a gaster, right?
I think that somehow this is analogous to the way one kind of a male role model in our culture does function. A philosopher like Paul Shepard would probably go all the way back about 400 years, 1600, to the work of Francis Bacon, to say that this is really part of the Western mind from the beginning, that we've had a pathological desire to conquer nature, or in Francis Bacon's term, that we can turn nature into our harlot and get from nature what we want. And I think this is the thing that the eco-psychologists say is the broken relationship we have to heal.
Well, we're just about out of time here, but I got to ask you one thing before you go. I understand that the Meadowlands is now in the process of being cleaned up after all these years of being a dumping ground and being riddled with pollution. And since Tony's fired his shrink, I'm wondering if he's going to find his salvation not in therapy, but perhaps become an environmentalist and then help clean up the Meadowlands.
Well, let's hope so. It would be great if Tony did that.
Jeremiah Creedon is the senior editor at Utney Magazine. Thanks for taking this time with me today.
Well, thanks so much for having me.